Have you ever found yourself asking, what were they thinking? How could they do that and feel nothing? Why can't they see what they're doing to me? If you've been in a relationship with a narcissist, these questions have probably kept you up at night. And here's what I've learned. Understanding how a narcissist thinks isn't about excusing their behavior. It's about empowering you to see clearly, protect yourself, and heal. Welcome to Courage to Overcome. Today we're going to pull back the curtain and look inside the mind of a narcissist. What you'll discover might shock you, it might validate what you've been feeling, and most importantly, it will help you stop questioning your own reality. Here's the first thing you need to understand. Narcissists don't live in the same reality that you and I do. They live in what psychologists call a fantasy bubble. Inside their mind, they've constructed this elaborate fantasy world where they are superior, special, and entitled to whatever they want. They genuinely believe they deserve favorable treatment simply because of who they are. And here's the critical part. Because reality doesn't support this grandiose view of themselves, they have to constantly distort the truth, practice self-deception, and engage in what researchers call magical thinking. Think about it. When your partner dismisses your feelings, it's not because your feelings don't matter objectively, it's because in their world only, their feelings exist. When they rewrite history, or deny things that clearly happened, they're protecting that fantasy bubble from bursting. And what happens when you challenge that fantasy? Rage, defensiveness, the cold shoulder. Because to them, you're not just disagreeing, you're threatening the very foundation of how they see themselves. The Bible addresses this beautifully in James 3, 14 to 16. Describing those with bitter jealousy and selfish ambition who are arrogant and lie against the truth. This isn't new behavior, it's ancient selfishness dressed in modern language. Here's something that might validate your experience. Narcissists truly believe the rules don't apply to them. In their mind, other people exist for one purpose, to serve their needs and meet their every wish. If you don't automatically comply with what they want, you're considered useless. And if you have the audacity to ask for something in return, prepare yourself for punishment, whether that's aggression, outrage, or being iced out completely. Research shows narcissists use specific thought control tactics to maintain their power. They practice black and white thinking, where everything is either perfect all terrible, with no middle ground. They use emotional appeals to manipulate you through fear, guilt, and loyalty rather than logic. They label you with negative words to invalidate and humiliate you, and they dehuman sorry, I'm stumbling on my words here, and they dehumanize others, viewing most people as inferior to justify how they treat them. Never, and I mean never, expect a narcissist to admit to a mistake or genuinely apologize. Their blame is always directed outward. They have virtually no concept of self-awareness or introspection, but they are incredibly quick to see faults in you. This is where the biblical perspective becomes so powerful. Ephesians 2, 3 reminds us that our fallen human nature, craves selfishness. We all have that tendency. But narcissists take this to an extreme level that the Bible describes as disorder and every evil thing stemming from selfish ambition. Now you might be wondering, is there something actually different about how their brain works? And the answer is yes. Recent neuroscience research has discovered that people with narcissistic traits show actual structural differences in their brains, specifically in areas responsible for empathy and emotional regulation. Brain imaging studies reveal reduced gray matter in the prefrontal cortex and anterior insula, the regions that help us feel empathy and process others' emotions. What this means practically is that narcissists have an impaired ability to recognize your facial expressions, understand your emotions, or feel emotional empathy for your pain. They can often understand intellectually what you're feeling. They have cognitive empathy, but they can't feel it with you. Their brains show disrupted activity when trying to process emotional or social cues, and research shows they have decreased ability to track the conflict between their own gain and someone else's pain. In other words, when hurting you benefits them, their brain doesn't register the moral problems the way yours would. But here's what I want you to hear. This doesn't excuse their behavior. The Bible is clear that we are all responsible for our choices, regardless of our inclinations. As biblical counselors point out, the solution to extreme selfishness is repentance, turning away from sin and toward redemption. So why does understanding all of this matter for you? Because when you understand how they think, you stop taking it personally. You stop thinking, if I just explained it better or I loved them more perfectly, they would change. You realize this isn't about you. Their distorted thinking existed long before you came into the picture. When you understand their fantasy world, you stop accepting responsibility for their emotions. You recognize that their rage isn't justified just because they feel it intensely. You see the manipulation tactics for what they are, tools to control you, not truth. When you understand they lack certain empathic capabilities, you stop waiting for them to suddenly get it. You stop explaining your pain over and over, hoping this time they'll understand. Instead, you can make informed decisions about your safety and your future. And here's the hope I want you to hold on to. While narcissists may struggle to change, you can change your response. You can set boundaries. You can protect your heart. You can choose healing. The Bible gives us wisdom for dealing with those who persistently operate in selfish ambition and refuse correction. Sometimes love means creating distance. Sometimes wisdom means protecting yourself. And sometimes courage means walking away from someone who refuses to walk toward health. And I want to leave you with this truth. Understanding the narcissist's mind isn't about diagnosing or fixing them. It's about freeing yourself from confusion. It's about trusting your perception. It's about giving yourself permission to stop trying to make sense of senseless behavior. You don't have to understand everything to know you deserve better. You don't have to explain their behavior to others to validate your own experience. You just need to know this. What you're experiencing is real. Your feelings are valid, and there is hope for healing. If today's episode resonated with you, I encourage you to reach out to a trusted Christian counselor or join a support community where you can process these realities with others who understand. Remember, you were created for more than managing someone else's disorder. You were created to thrive, to love in healthy ways, and to experience the peace that comes from walking in truth. Thanks for joining me today on Courage to Overcome. Until next time, keep choosing courage, keep choosing truth, keep choosing you.